Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hopkinton-based tech giant EMC Corporation has not specifically outlined just what the $67 billion deal with Dell Inc. means for its 9,700 employees here in Massachusetts. Executives from both companies, though, say that the data storage business will remain in Hopkinton, and some of Dell's computer server business may soon be located there as well. But if the deal wins approval, EMC will no longer be a locally owned company. Joining us to talk about this is Massachusetts High Technology Council President Chris Anderson. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, you know, how significant is this deal for the high-tech landscape in Massachusetts? I think the Boston Globe this morning is saying, what is wrong with Massachusetts? Why can't we keep computer companies like this here? Do you think that this is a major blow?
Well, there's a couple of things at play. One, anytime you lose a headquartered company to another state, there's a diminished engagement likelihood. And that shows up in all forms of philanthropic support, research partnerships with universities, and does remove the decision makers from the local community. So there is a trend that's been developing for decades that I would say is troubling, certainly troubling the policymakers. Yet the other observation is that in the time when EMC was founded, it arguably could be said we were a one-tech town. That's not true today. We have the most diverse and innovative set of technology clusters. And so our policies and the way we look at growing our technology economy has to reflect the fact that we're no longer dominated by one industry.
Hmm. But we also know that a lot of talent goes to Silicon Valley because there seems to be a lot more options for venture capital, people more willing to take risks. We certainly know that a lot of things happen because of the talent here in Massachusetts, but they go elsewhere. Is this just another sign of that, or are you optimistic that that's going to change?
Well, I think you've just sort of hit the critical issue, and that is, yes, we have talent. We've got a ton of startups. And we have a lot of innovation as a result of collaboration between industry and university. But at the end of the day, we need more people who are incentivized, once they start their companies here, to actually grow them to scale. Dick Egan, who co-founded EMC, was a terrific visionary and extremely dedicated to Massachusetts. We have to create some additional incentives and mechanisms that would encourage and reward investors and startups in Massachusetts for keeping those operations here.
So do you think that EMC founder Richard or Dick Egan, when he stepped away, that was really kind of the beginning of the end for EMC, and what companies need to be able to retain talent and make Massachusetts more like Silicon Valley is a visionary leader?
Well, I think there's nobody more invested in the success of the company than the co-founder. And when that co-founder has a passion for the region or the state that he or she grew up in, when you lose that connection, you lose an essential driving force that maintains growth in a certain geography. So yes, I think when Dick left because he became an ambassador to Northern Ireland, it shifted. It was a pivotal shift point for the track that EMC was on. Yes, it continued to grow. But some could argue it began to grow more distant to its Massachusetts roots.
Hmm. Are there other companies that you look at right now in Massachusetts that might someday you think have the same clout as EMC? I know we have smaller companies, iRobot, which is certainly internationally known, or Akamai Technology. I mean, any of those that you think may someday grow into the level that EMC was?
We know we have a series of sectors that are the envy of the world, and a number of sectors that are maturing and could become the envy of the world. So we have life sciences, medical devices, robotics, the Internet of Things, big data. We have 10,000 headquartered companies, technology companies in Massachusetts with revenue under $20 million a year. They are the hope and potential and future economic powerhouse for the Commonwealth, as long as we align our policies to encourage those companies as they mature to to find Massachusetts the best place to grow and expand.
Okay. Massachusetts High Technology Council President Chris Anderson, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Take care.